Help me out.
It's What Should I Do Crew on 94.5 PST.
Jamie's here. She's one of our listeners, and she's got an ex situation. So let's bring her on. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi.
So tell me what's up. Your ex won't return your calls, right?
No, he won't return my calls. So I don't know what to do with this stuff that I have at my place. Well, it's like soon not to be my place.
Oh, wait, what does that even mean?
I'm about to move into a smaller apartment, but like I don't need as much space now because we've broken up.
How long ago did you break up?
We broke up last year, so like about 6 months ago, but I had to wait until like the lease, you know, ran out.
Okay, yeah, and what did he leave at your house, or did you like hide it when he left?
But no, I didn't hide any of it. It was like a messy breakup. I caught him cheating, so he left in a hurry, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is just so not nice. What did he leave behind?
Oh yeah, I forgot to answer that.
No, it's okay.
There are like a few boxes of like vinyl records, and I tried reaching out to him, but like, you know, he doesn't return any of my calls or texts, and I don't own a record player, so I don't want to keep storing these boxes. But I do know that they're important to him, so I don't want to throw them out either. Like, even though my friends tell me I should just get rid of him since he, like, was a jerk and cheated on me.
You know, so. I was going to say, do you owe him anything?
I know, but I want to, like, try and be the better person. So, like, how much effort should I go through to return his stuff? Like, what do I do? Like, I'm not moving these boxes to my new place because it's, like, a new start for me.
I totally get that. Yeah, this is a new start for you. All right, hang on. We're going to see what advice we can get for you, okay?
Thank you. I can't be the only one that's, you know, stuck with my ex's stuff.
Oh, please. My exes, I had a different problem. My exes always asked for their stuff back, and it was stuff that I wanted to keep, too. All right, do me a favor. Hang on, okay? Julia, what should she do?
Oh, this is really messy and this is juicy. I personally, I have a record collection. I would honestly sell some of the pieces. Like some of the final records might be really expensive. I would say if this was like a fresh breakup, but if you broke up last year, he had more than enough time to get his stuff together.
And she's tried to reach out to him and he's not returning her calls. I wonder if he almost thinks it's a trap. Because remember, she threw him out because he cheated and he left quick and left some stuff behind. Ooh. So I wonder if it's like she's just trying to get me on the phone so she can go off on me again. You know what I mean? So maybe that's why he's not returning it. But regardless, he's not returning her calls.
Yeah.
See, what I would do, because I wouldn't want this on my conscience.
Yeah.
I'd go drop it off at his place.
And just leave
when
it on
he's
the
not
doorstep.
There, yep. That's what I would do. Here, I don't want your stuff. Here you go.
It's like a hit and run. You're like, here you go. Bye.
Why should she be stuck with storing it, lugging it?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? And I agree with she's moving into a new place. It's
don't
like out
it
of
you.
Sight, out of mind.
Yep.
And it's going to bring bad juju to the new apartment. You know?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. So what do you think? She wants your advice.
What should she do?
I can't tell myself.
Call the crew now, 609-243-9778, or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
Yeah, I mean, the phones are open. We got to get some advice for Jamie. So Jamie's ex, they broke up like 6 months ago. He cheated on her. She threw him out. So now she's moving from that apartment now that the lease is coming to an end. She's got a box of his vinyl records at her house. She's a good person. She tried to contact him. He's not returning her calls or her texts. She's like, I'm not bringing this stuff with me. This is a new start for me, which I don't blame her, right, Julia?
No, not at all.
This is like
I
a new chapter.
Sell it. Yeah.
So, Julia, I'm kind of surprised that you said that, Julia, because you're so nice.
Thank you.
You're like, sell his stuff.
Yeah, well, because you know what? She gave him grace by like reaching out to him. It's been enough time. And like, I just feel like, you know what? Get your bread. Get some money for this. Your trauma, get some money for it.
Get paid. All right, let's go to the phones. Deb in Trenton is on the line. Good morning, Deb. What would you do?
Good morning, Crystal Pooh. I would definitely get rid of his stuff. I mean, it's been 6 months, and after 30 days, she should have get rid of it because it seemed like she's the one holding on, and he's gone out the picture already.
Yeah, like he doesn't even care, right, Deb? I mean, he's like past
exactly.
It, and she's the one stuck holding the memories and the records.
Exactly. Get rid of it, throw it away, sell it, do whatever.
So it's interesting that you say, so that's the timeline, 30 days, you're saying. You get 1 month to get your stuff or it's gone.
Absolutely. He obviously doesn't want it.
Yeah, okay.
She's got a really good point. It's like a return policy, and it comes with a receipt.
Yeah, right? Let's go to Sammy in Hopewell. Sammy, what would you do?
100%. Sell everything of value, throw everything else in the garbage. And the last caller, I wouldn't even give him a month. It would have been gone already.
Look at that. Look at that.
I love it.
Sell it, get as much money as you can, and get rid of the rest.
Woo. People are really going off, Chris, in the app chat, too.
Yeah, it looks like Mika and Dayton said, do a garage sale. Get some cash. Although you'd probably make more on like Facebook Marketplace or something, right?
Imagine if you showed up.
Everybody wants everything for 50 cents.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
the low ball
can be.
Yeah.
Rose says in Ewing, can she contact a mutual friend or a relative and have them contact him about the records? If not, drop him off if he doesn't live too far away. That's what I said. Just get rid of him. It'll be better on your conscience, maybe, if you don't want to throw it out or whatever. Just be like, I'm done with it. I dropped it off. It's your problem now.
I feel like Ro gave a very you answer, which I feel like that's the good thing. Like you said, you don't like walk away with any guilt, but I feel like I would put him on blast. Like I've never been cheated on, but I can't even imagine the type of pain that comes with that. And like, especially you live together, you built like a foundation together. I would be like, here's the story on Facebook. I want these records to go to a good home. My ex-boyfriend stinks. Here we go.
I am shocked at what you're saying right now. This is so not you, but I love it. All right, let's get her back on because, I mean, most of the people are saying sell it.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie.
Yes.
You're going to cash in here, girl, because most of our listeners say, sell that stuff. If he wanted it, he would have returned your calls, and it's been 6 months. Sounds like he's moved on and left you with more of his problems, and get some cash.
Yeah, you know, like, I didn't really think of it that way. It's like I'm still holding on. So if I'm still holding on to memories, I might as well get paid for it, right?
Well, and like Julia said, this is like your return policy for him. Like,
yeah.
Get some money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope there's some really expensive records in there.
Thanks for calling. So Amazon Alexa is getting a little sass. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:27. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Julia's here. We were talking about this last hour too, Julia. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. So you have to turn this on. It's not like it's just going to happen on your Amazon Alexa, but she's got a new like adults only mode. Now she's not talking dirty to you. Joe, I saw Joe's face when I said that. She's not talking, not that that would turn you on.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Amazon
Joe.
Alexa.
Yeah. So she can roast you. She can make fun of your grocery list if she doesn't like it, if you put that on there. She can drop an F-bomb. I'm not sure if it's an F-bomb. They say curse words. I'm not sure which curse words, but she can drop some curse words. She can judge you.
Oh,
with like, let's say I forget that I've asked her the same question twice. She's like, my husband, Joe.
Which we all do.
We know he doesn't like that either. And you don't like that when I do that either. So, she's basically going to roast you.
I don't know if I like this.
I don't need any sass from Alexa.
It's one of the safe, isn't it one of the safe spaces?
Well, right. I was just going to say she's my safe space. She's my friend that doesn't judge.
I kind of like this because it feels like a drag queen persona meets Alexa.
Yeah.
Like, so, I want to get roasted.
You have to turn it on, though. So you have to, like, pass security checks in the Alexa app, including, like, a Face ID scan on your iPhone, completely blocked when Amazon Kids mode is activated so your kids aren't getting that accidental sass, you know, from Alexa. But people are having a field day with it all over. I've seen some of the videos that people are posting online. It's pretty funny, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you want to try it, it's available now. It's Alexa's new sassy mode.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
We've got a duo ready to take you on Chris Rollins this morning.
Oh,
Nick and
great.
Cheyenne, they're in Bordentown. What are you guys? Are you guys family? Are you guys coworkers? What's the story, Nick and Cheyenne?
Good morning. We are husband and wife on our way to work.
Now, I don't have my husband here. How is this fair?
Wait, I have a follow-up question for them, actually. Do you guys go to the same job?
I'm a teacher and he's a school nurse.
Okay, so you guys work in the same school, though.
That.
Same district.
Same district, not the same school.
Not the same school, okay.
Yeah, all that right. would be a lot of togetherness.
Okay. All right, you guys, we're going to kick Chris out of here. We want to hang out with you guys for a couple of minutes, and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Good luck, guys.
Awesome.
Sure.
All right, we're getting Chris out of here, and your quiz starts right now. Here we go. Two brains. Hopefully we get all these. Meghan Markle has been making more public appearances recently, including one to a children's hospital last week. Which member of the royal family is she married to? Meghan Markle, is she married to Harry or William?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
You want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
Yep.
All right, question number two. It was announced that Maya Rudolph is gearing up for her Broadway debut in Oh, Mary, happening this spring. Maya was a popular cast member on what TV show?
Oh.
That's a hard one.
Maybe like Parks and Rec or something? No, she wasn't Parks and Rec.
No, I don't think it's... I mean, Maya Hawke was Stranger Things.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, geez. Maya Rudolph, though.
Maya Rudolph? Want to just go for like The Office? We don't really have a good answer.
We'll lock in The Office.
I love that. Guys, I got to tell you, I've been doing this for a while. That stream of consciousness is there. I'm not saying if you're right or not, but I liked it. All right, third and final one. The Pussycat Dolls are back with new music, and they're going on tour. Name any Pussycat Doll song.
This is all you. Come on.
This shouldn't be all me. I have no clue.
Let's go, girls.
We're locking it in. Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport Inn, Barn Grill, and Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. I'm going to be there tomorrow for another Chris and the Crew trivia night. 5 rounds of pop culture trivia starting at 8 o'clock. Chris, all the details online. AlsAirportInn.com. Chris.
Are Nick and Cheyenne entertaining you, Joe? I can see you laughing through the windows.
They're a duo.
Oh,
geez. They may be the new Chris and the Crew tomorrow morning. All right.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts now. Yep. Number one, Meghan Markle has been making more and more public appearances recently, including one to a children's hospital last week. Which member of the royal family is she married to? Harry or William?
Harry.
You both said Harry. You're both correct.
I think William hates her, but okay.
Question, probably.
Yeah.
Question number two. Maya Rudolph has just announced she's gearing up for her Broadway debut in the show Oh, Mary, happening a little later this spring. Maya was a popular cast member on what weekly TV show?
SNL.
You said SNL. I think Nick and Cheyenne, they were back and forth. They were at The Office. They were at Parks and Rec. They were all over the place. They even mentioned Maya Hawke at one point. The correct answer is Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. She was a regular.
So Chris, Stu, Nick, and Cheyenne won. Let's see how the third and final one goes. The Pussycat Dolls are back, and we're just playing for tickets to see them with live music, and they're going on tour. Name any Pussycat Doll song.
Oh, this is always like pressure. Don't ya?
Don't ya?
Na, na, na.
Yeah, that is one of the songs. That is correct. Nick and Cheyenne, they said, let's go, girls. Which I guess is based on the Shania Twain song. I don't know.
That's a good
anyway, Nick and Cheyenne, you got to give us that phrase of shame.
We're coming for your jobs, but we can't beat Chris.
I love it. All right. Well, you're going to learn some Pussycat Doll songs ahead of their show Tuesday, July 14th, when they bring the PCD Forever Tour to the Camden Waterfront. You know it as the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tuesday, July 14th, special guest Lil' Kim and Maya. Tickets go on sale Friday morning, 10 o'clock, Ticketmaster.com. But hang on the line.
At 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Bath & Body Works is kind of tapping into everybody's current obsessions with their new spring rooted collection. First up, Joe, a homemade sourdough candle. You know how everybody's making sourdough?
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of excited to sniff this because it smells just like freshly baked bread.
Yeah, I would imagine, right?
That smells amazing.
Make you hungry though.
Seriously, you're gonna have to bake some bread after you smell this. But yeah, you know, the trend right now, everybody's got their starter. Everybody's making sourdough. My friend even has a side hustle. She started her own side hustle. It's called The Life of a Dough Girl.
She's
selling the bread that she makes. It's fantastic. I'm making everything. I'm making French toast. I'm making the Starbucks dupe. I'm making the Starbucks dupe grilled cheese. I'm making dipping oils. Like, I'm all about it. I'm not baking it. So maybe this candle will be good for me. There's also another one called Matcha Monday. Just kind of tapping into, you know, our obsessions right now. Eric Dane, passed away recently, and it's been announced there's going to be a public memorial service for him. Okay. Those fans can pay tribute. You don't normally see that. Normally, when it comes to something like this, the family says, please respect our privacy, and we're going to do this privately. But yeah, a public memorial service has been planned so fans can pay their respects. interesting. She says, Rebecca Gayhart, who's was his ex and mother of his children, said that we're so deeply moved by the outpouring of support and condolences that they want a celebration for the fans, which I think is really nice, actually. And okay, so have you heard about the Wendy's key tags? They've done this before. They're doing it again. If you buy a $3 Frosty key tag, you can get a free Frosty, a junior Frosty, every time you make a purchase every single day until the end of the year. Every single day, Joe.
How much? Wow.
The math.
It only costs
$3. How do they make any money from this?
It's because you have to purchase something first.
Oh.
So they know you're going to go in there. Okay. You're going to buy a burger and fries, right? And then you'll get that free. They're smart. Free Frosty, that junior Frosty. It's only $3.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
So they're on sale now for a limited time, so you better get your hands on one. All right, there's the scoop. Scoop brought to you by Estates Roadshow. Got gold or silver just laying around? Get top dollar for it at the Estates Roadshow. Friday through Tuesday at TMT Cash for Gold in Cherry Hill. Visit TMTCashForGold.com. 84.5 PST. Coming up next, we got to put Taylor Swift back in there, Joe. Well, coming up next, I'm going to tell you, well, we want to know how long is too long to be engaged. I'm actually bringing one of my college girlfriends on who's dealing with this. So we'll do it next on 94.5 PST.
Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever? That view of Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Athenae. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights. They withered away, but you blew. Portofino was on my mind.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Question for you. How long is too long to be engaged? So listen, all of my friends and all of my family know that whatever is going on in their life is kind of fair game for me to talk about on the radio. Right, Julia? So Allison is here, one of my friends from college. Hey, Allison.
Hey, yep, I've heard that once or twice myself.
Whenever we're drinking, I'm like, be careful what you say.
We get out our notepads
be careful
sometimes.
Careful what you say. So, yeah, this is Allison. We went to college together. And, Allison, this is the first time I brought you on the show. Your life's been pretty chill until now.
Oh, that's very, very true.
So, Allison is wondering, how long is too long to be engaged, right?
Yeah, this one's dragging on with no date set. So should I be feeling a little duped here?
Wait, can we ask how long have you been engaged?
3 years.
That's a long time.
I know. I think so too. But of course, I love him.
And
so.
You've talked to him about this, I know.
Oh, yeah. He says, if it's meant to be, it doesn't matter how long because we're engaged.
And there's that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of dying to hear what everybody has to say about this. So we're going to open the phones in a second. Joe, I mean, you don't have any experience with this.
Not particularly, no.
So, but what do you, I'm anxious to hear what you think.
If there's no reason, what's the real reason?
Oh, boy.
Okay, my question
right?
is.
I mean, that's a valid question.
Are they engaged 3 years and like they haven't started planning or are Mm-mm. they planning anything? They're Mm-mm. just like. Sitting on it?
They're just engaged.
Oh, I don't like that.
See, but Joe says there's no reason to rush it.
I don't think that there's a reason to rush it, but I feel like with how weddings are right now, I feel like it's so hard to get a place. Like, I feel like you have to book almost 6 months to a year in advance. So if you've been engaged for 3 years, are you going to get married in 7 years from when you've been engaged? I feel like after 4 or 5 years, that's the limit for me.
4 or 5 years?
Like, I feel like 4 or 5 years is even stretching it.
Of
like,
dating like or engagement?
Engagement.
Oh, that's way too long, Julia.
I guess
way
I feel like that,
long.
Okay, then, like, I would not want to be engaged past 3 years. Like, I understand
three.
Why.
That's even long for
yeah.
me. I was engaged, from the time I got engaged until the time I got married, it was a little over a year. Because we got engaged in April, and then we got married the following May. So it was like a year and a month.
I
say a year.
Yeah.
In this economy, though, you might want to combine your finances and sit down. Like,
here's the thing.
I'm giving it 2 years.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
In this economy, yeah.
I'm okay with that, Joe. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. And this is stereotypical, but I honestly think that it's true. We girls, when we get engaged, we want to get married.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't want to wait. That is the first step to the end step. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We don't want a long engagement. I would be surprised if any woman wants a long engagement.
Then
it becomes embarrassing. Like, why isn't he marrying you?
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
No, I think that's true.
Is there a price to pay, though, then? Because if that's the case,
then it can't indicate.
Well, yeah. No. Then your wedding's got to be cheaper if that's the case. You've got to compromise somewhere.
But do you,
if you
I'm
want,
not sure
if you want a quick engagement,
money.
You've got to compromise somewhere. And you could say, well, all right, then it might just be you and I at a courthouse.
Yeah, but is your friend going to have this really, really extravagant wedding then?
She just wants to get married.
Ooh.
And this is what I think. I think that when women don't want to wait. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So phones are open because I'm dying to know. She's been engaged for 3 years. Is there hope here or should she move on? Like, how long is too long to be engaged? How long were you engaged? 609-243-9778. Or you can tell us. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Julia's here this morning answering the phone. She's on the board this morning. So we're talking about how long is too long for an engagement. I just had my college girlfriend on the line. I'm allowed to do that, Joe, because she doesn't live around here. Yeah. So like her fiance is not.
Not at risk.
Hearing it?
Not at risk.
They don't live around here. But she got up nice and early. She was telling me that, yeah, she's feeling a little duped. Like, 3 years? There's no talk of wedding plans.
Mm, yeah.
So she wants to know, like,
what to do.
She's starting to get into that red flag territory.
Like, it's not exciting anymore. It's exciting to get engaged. Now it's like, oh, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Like, what's
next? I'm still
engaged. I'm still engaged. Right. Let's go to Jane in Jackson. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. So how long were you engaged?
So we probably were together for a little over 2 years. We got engaged in March, and we were married in February, and we've been married for 35 years.
Oh, so it wasn't even a year.
No, we just knew. We just knew we wanted to be together. There wasn't any question whatsoever. And we had everything done, beautiful wedding, beautiful everything. And as I said, we've been married for 35 years.
Now, do you think because that my friend's been engaged for 3 years with no movement, do you think there's like it's trouble? Or do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Ooh. All right. Jane says it's a red flag. So.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Lisa in Hopewell. What do you think, Lisa?
I was in the same situation, and when we got to the point where we were engaged longer than we were together, I asked again if we could plan a wedding, and he said he wasn't ready, so I was out. He wasn't ever going to marry me.
Oh, you are out.
Oh.
You know, when you do cross that threshold, you got to wonder, you got to say to the guy, what is it that's keeping us from doing it?
You know what I think? I think some guys give girls a ring, and it's so wrong. It's so wrong. Some guys give girls a ring just to shut them up. You know what I'm saying, Joe? Like, because, okay, maybe I've asked once or twice, when are we getting engaged? When are we getting engaged? Whatever. But that's so wrong. And that's also a lot of money to put forward. Like, what's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
That's
the ring
a lot
itself
of money.
But it's do you think it's a passive, like a thing to like, shut her up?
Or did they, you know, when you're living together, did you realize, geez, I don't want to be with this person. You don't know how to get out of it.
Oh, there's a lot of those relationships.
You know
what
I'm
saying? There's a lot of I don't know how to get out of this relationship.
All right. I'm in the app chat, and Carter in Levittown says, my wife and I are 24, got engaged in October of 24, and then married in October of 25.
Yeah.
It's like a year. That's what I think is like the perfect time. Because you do need that long to plan a lot of the times. Although I've had friends plan weddings in 6 months. You can do it if you really want to.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to rush, like I also enjoyed being engaged. Like each stage has its own celebration, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of enjoy it before it was quick done.
I feel like don't couples usually talk about getting engaged and what kind of wedding they want like before they even put a ring on it? Like I think about like me and Abigail have been talking about what kind of wedding we're going to have since we've been dating for like 3 months. Like we're together for like a year and a half.
I swear,
like,
I think that's girls. I don't think guys get into that as much.
Maybe.
I really don't. Now, also in the app chat, Stephanie in Hillsboro says she got engaged after 7.5 years of being with her husband. We got engaged at the end of December, and the following July is when they got married. She says she thinks it depends on whether it's a first marriage, second marriage, which absolutely I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm not telling her that this is a red flag.
It's very situational.
It is, though.
I know. Should I tell her?
Yes.
I think you should be honest.
All right, so I'll tell her that. You can tell us what you think, though, in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:30 on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So, you guys, Amazon Alexa just got a little sassy update. She's going to curse at you.
I want to hear more.
I don't know if I want my Alexa cursing at me. Yeah, no, they just created this like adults only mode for Amazon Alexa. And I mean, you do have to turn it on. It's not just going to happen on your Amazon Alexa, but basically she'll roast you and she's going to curse at you if you piss her off.
This makes me think of like when people say like the robots are going to take over, the devices are going to take over.
And they're going to go crazy.
I would be scared of sassy Alexa.
I know. That's what I was thinking. And she's kind of my safe place. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, Alexa, set a timer.
She's
thanks.
Not going to talk back to me or give me lip, but now she can.
I don't want any AI to be sassy with me these days. AI, I'm already scared their robots are going to take over.
Right.
I don't need to encourage the bad behavior of judging me for asking a question.
So while she's in sassy mode, her motto is help first, judge always. Ooh. So you have to turn it on. Like I said, you have to pass security checks in the Alexa app. Because I don't want kids doing this, right? Including like a Face ID scan on your iPhone. It's completely blocked. You don't have to worry about it. Completely blocked when Amazon Kids mode is active. So no accidental cursing while the kids are around. And they're looking at Alexa like, what? So people are sharing their videos. Like, she'll judge you on your grocery list if she doesn't like what you're buying.
Oh my
if you
gosh.
Ask her the same question more than once, she'll be like, what are you doing? You already asked me that.
You're going to get in trouble with that one.
Totally, because I'm the queen of asking the same question twice. I need clarification, and now I don't need my Alexa telling me I'm wrong.
Think of how many times we Google the same topic in a week. You know, I Google the same thing because
I wonder if it's going to be like, I ask a lot of questions when I'm cooking, like, oh, can I do this? I wonder if she's going to be like, ew, you're an awful cook.
She'd be like, stop it, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious to see what it does, so I am going to test it out. Then I'm turning it off.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, so Bath & Body Works is kind of tapping into everybody's current obsessions with this new Spring Rooted collection. And the big thing is the new candle that is coming out, and it's the homemade sourdough candle. Because, you know, everybody's obsessed with sourdough bread right now and making it, and everybody's got their starter kit. And, my gosh, a friend of mine even started a side hustle. It's called Life of a Dough Girl.
That's a perfect title.
Yes. It's so good, too. I'm making, like, everything with this sourdough. So, yeah, the candle is going to smell like freshly baked bread. Oh, my God. How can you go wrong? Olive oil and a whipped butter. That's what it's supposed to smell
Bath
like.
Bath & Body Works are really ahead of the trends.
Yeah.
Like, they know what the people want.
So this collection is all about, like, slow living vibes and, like, food-forward rituals. Like, the new one, there's another one called Morning Matcha. There's a carrot and nectarine.
Ooh.
And then a returning fan favorite, Off the Vine, which is like a tomato fragrance. What does a tomato smell like? Although when I do cut open a Jersey tomato,
Is it like tomato basil kind of vibe?
Maybe.
Like maybe.
Some tomato and basil and Mott's.
Mm-hmm.
Yum. Yum. So yeah, the bath products are out now, like the body care stuff and the home decor, like the candle and soap and stuff, are going to be out next week.
Ooh.
So look for that. I'm totally getting that.
Yeah.
Totally getting that. So Amazon kind of speeding things up in a big way. They've got new, and I saw this on my app. There's a new 1 hour and 3 hour delivery options. You're going to pay for it. But
I'm sure.
Still, if you need something quick, it's a good option. So, it's basically on everything, a lot of things, everything from everyday essentials to like medications. It's live in 100 cities for 1 hour. I think I was offered the 1 hour.
Wow.
It depends. Yeah.
And then there's 2,000 locations that have the 3 hour delivery. So the price is, if you're a Prime member, you get it for $9.99 for the 1 hour. And $4.99 for the 3 hour. And if you're not a Prime member, you know, it's a little more expensive. But I'll tell you what, if you're in a pinch, that's a great option.
I've been running into this problem with Amazon. Now, it's my fault, not their 50-50. I order something, it gives me a delivery window, it's in that window, and then it doesn't show up until the next day or whatever. And it's something that I needed, like, it was something I needed for the weekend, and I was like, oh my God, so I had to cancel it.
Well, I told you I was frustrated because now there is this weird thing that they, when you check out, it's like, we'll send you an email with the delivery options. I'm like, wait, I'm a Prime member, I should get it tomorrow. That's why I pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like 2 days, 3 days, and I time those things when I need it.
Exactly,
typically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a little frustrating, but these new delivery options, 1 hour and 3 hours, you're gonna have to pay for them. But again, if you're in a pinch, it's probably something. I mean, I would pay if I needed something desperately.
You see your Amazon delivery driver running to you to get in the hour window.
Here you go. And Wendy's brought back its popular Frosty key tag for this year. So the deal is you get a free Junior Frosty every single day with any purchase now through December 31st. The key tag's only $3. You put it on your keychain, whatever. You go there, you order, you get a free Junior Frosty.
Wow. For me, the math is mathing. I feel like that's a good deal.
I think it is a good
deal. Gets me in the door. Reminds me that Wendy's exists and that I think of it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Wendy's is good.
Yeah.
I kind of forget about it. And then when I have a burger, I'm like, this is good.
And then you got to treat yourself to a Frosty now.
Exactly, because it's free. See, they're smart. All right, there's the scoop. Scoop brought to you by Estates Roadshow. Got gold or silver just laying around? Get top dollar for it at the Estates Roadshow. Friday through Tuesday at TMT Cash for Gold in Cherry Hill. Visit TMTCashForGold.com. Over Cybertruck, here comes the Cyber Cab. It's 94.5 PST. Ugh. It's Chris and the crew. This is just weird. The cyber trucks, I don't think I ever got used to. But Joe, apparently they were considered like a flop to the company.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So next is, and this is kind of shocking, this vehicle's going to have no gas tank, no steering wheel, no pedals. Look at Julia's face.
How is that even considered a car?
Huh? So it's called the Cyber Cab, and it's the first vehicle since the Cyber Truck. Mass production's happening next month in April. It's built to be controlled completely by Tesla's like full self-driving software. So these are like self-driving cars. So priced under $30,000. So you're probably going to see a lot of these. Just like Teslas, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the Teslas really aren't that expensive.
Not what they used to be. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're going to be making hundreds of Cybercabs a week. And yeah, I mean, it would take convincing for me.
The future is self-driving cars. And the next, we keep hearing it.
I know. Mm-hmm. There's no steering wheel, no pedals. There's not even any side mirrors. You're just going to go. See, the software is going to take you.
What if it just has a glitch and like all of a sudden just like, you know, doesn't work? And then how are you even going to start the car? Like it's.
Look at our computers around here, how they break and do stuff, right?
Our computers are not.
Not that quality?
Not that quality.
Tesla's not making our computers.
Yeah, it's a good thing.